They're now retired. They're bouncing around from job to job, and they've done some work for the media and the NFL Network. They're special teams experts, and they're trying to branch out. So they're here in Phoenix doing some side work here at the Super Bowl, and they file a report for us from opening night. They're interviewing Eagles deep snapper Rick Lovato. So let's see how they do with this interview.
It's Rick Inlanen along with
Nick Inlanen.
And we're here with a very special guest, Nick.
Yes, this is Rick Lovato.
Are you okay?
I'm just nervous.
He's very nervous because you're a deep snapper and he's a deep snapper. Now I'm having problems.
I think you're great. I think you're amazing.
Thank you very much. You know, I love the respect for deep snappers. That's all. We're such a tiny group of people, so it's great.
Well, Nick has won over 15 Super Bowls as a 13 deep snapper.
Yeah, I'm the backup deep snapper for 15 teams, but I still got a ring.
Hey, you know what? You're still a deep snapper to me, so that's all that matters at the end of the day.
It's a brotherhood, isn't it?
It truly is a brotherhood.
Would you like to be a part of our effort next summer called Snap Across America, where we just basically deep snap from California to New York?
It takes forever, but it's fun.
You know what? As long as the deep snapping community is involved, I'm there. So.
And it's to help disadvantaged children.
Love that.
Children who may not have a good deep snapping presence in their life.
Yeah, and it raises awareness for deep snappers.
We love that.
Both very important.
That's right.
Are you excited about this game you have coming up?
Oh, very excited. You know, we can't ask for anything better than this, being at the Super Bowl here today. And, you know, deep snappers unite here at the Super Bowl. So here we go.
So tell us about this. I heard your family owns a restaurant. Is that true?
It was, yes. We sold it actually 6 years ago now.
Oh.
But yes, that's how I started before I became a deep snapper in the NFL. So.
But you used to work there, right, for your dad?
I did. I used to work there with my dad and my uncle, and we made subs, we made pizza, and I was at subs to snaps. That's what.
Subs to snaps. Subs I to love snaps. It.
Yeah, that sounds like a new thing we could start.
Yeah, good idea. Yeah.
So what kind of special food do you like?
You know, special food. Who? Pork roll, egg, and cheese. Not everyone knows what a pork roll, egg, and cheese. Big in New Jersey, so that's probably my favorite thing from there.
Do you think the Philly cheesesteak is overrated?
No, I love the Philly cheesesteak. I absolutely do. And there's so many great spots in Philly with so many good cheesesteaks. So.
What's your favorite place to go for a cheesesteak?
Angelo's Pizzeria, surprisingly, has the best cheesesteak in Philadelphia, in my opinion.
Okay, all right.
When we were kids, our mommy wouldn't let us watch Star Wars.
That's unfortunate.
We have no idea what's happened.
Who's your favorite quarterback?
My favorite quarterback is Jalen Hurts, of course.
Come on, gotta be Jalen Hurts, right?
Yeah, I guess that was not a very good question. So I'll ask another very, very good question. What's your favorite color?
My favorite color is going to be midnight green. Just because,
beautiful.
Is that the Eagle color?
It is.
Midnight green, okay.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Well, I know.
Yeah.
You don't really follow football very closely.
Who's your favorite Philadelphia song maker?
Philadelphia song maker. Oh, that's a good one.
Bon Jovi, Philadelphia.
He's New Jersey. He's actually grew up right near me. But if you want to consider that.
At a restaurant.
Yes, exactly. He grew up about 5 miles from me. So, yeah. If you want to consider John Bon Jovi a Philly guy, he once owned the Philadelphia Arena Football League.
Yeah.
There you go.
I remember that.
There you go.
That's right. Well, Nick, back to you.
Okay, back to you.
And then back to you.
Good luck, Rick, in the Super Bowl.
Thank you very much, guys.
All right, thank you.
All right.
There you go.
Man, I don't know how well they did, if we're grading how well they handled the interview. Nick started off nervous. And he couldn't talk. They clearly didn't do their prep work.
Talking to a Super Bowl
background.
Well, they kind of did. At least they knew he was associated with the sub shop. They just didn't know that the family sold it 6 years ago.
And then Nick's voice in the middle of that.
Yeah. And then Rick started panic asking questions at the end.
I know.
What's your favorite color?
Fun food.
I give him a C minus for that effort.
Irrelevant information that their mommy didn't let him watch Star Wars.
A pork roll, egg, and cheese.
Yeah, you want to try that? No, never heard of it.
Never heard of it either.
I wonder what the ingredients are.
Thinking pork roll and then like egg and cheese.
Well, that sounds pretty reasonable to me.
All right, there they are, the Skinlanen.